This is the ARCS Connection on 90.7. I'm Becky Morgan. This week, the program travels to Lake County, where ARCS groups are trying to keep up with the county's unprecedented growth, and later teaching the art of clowning on Florida's West Coast. Our website is a valuable resource for ARCS Connection listeners. Each week, you'll find information on the stories, along with links to pages where you can learn more. There's the casting call with audition notices for the professional and non-professional actor and opportunities for artists. Also, our cultural links page gets you connected with dozens of state, regional, and local arts groups in 8 Central Florida counties. Just log on to WMFE.org and click on the Arts Connection logo. One of those Central Florida counties is Orlando's neighbor to the northeast. Development and population in Lake County are exploding, and ARCS groups are ready to offer new and diverse programming, along with new and improved venues. Debbie Stivender is the District 3 Commissioner, and she's the liaison to the county's Cultural Affairs Council.
They've been around probably over 10 years, and the original mission was the same as the state. They created the Cultural Affairs Council, and it was to bring emphasis to the county and help facilitate the organizations that were already here working in the arts. We're trying to move forward with making some changes now because we have more and more municipalities who are becoming very, very involved in culture and doing their own facilities like the city of Eustis and the city of Leesburg, Tavares. And so what we're trying to do now is revamp the group and make it more of a community, the whole county. We would like representatives from the cities who are doing that as part of our board members instead of just normal, you know, arts people, to try to go to a different level where we're actually being facilitators. And if they need funding or if they need grant writing or those type items, then we're there to do that for them.
If you don't live in Lake County, you may be surprised to discover the amount of artistic opportunities. There are at least 4 community theaters, several museums, including the Lake County Historical Museum, which was included in a top 100 list of the best museums in the country. With the population growing, there are new initiatives, from a symphony orchestra that's starting its second season to a campaign to build a 2,000-seat performing arts center at Lake Sumter Community College.
People complain about the growth, but when those people come in, they have other expectations from where they came from, and they want other things, and the arts is one of them.
Debbie Stivender is the commissioner for Lake County District 3. You'll find a link to the cultural venues of the county at our website, the ARCS Connection page of WMFE.org.
If you want to suggest a story idea or offer a commentary, call or email the Arts Connection. Our number is 407-273-2300, extension 198, or email artsconnection@wmfe.org.
There are 4 community theaters in Lake County: the Ice House in Mount Dora, Bay Street Players in Eustis, Melon Patch in Leesburg, and the youngest of the 4, the Moonlight Players in Claremont. Jen Sheldon was tired of driving all over the county to act in shows at those other theaters, so she decided it was time for Claremont to have its own.
And so I went to the head of the Chamber of Commerce at the time, and I sat across a big desk, and I said, I want to do a show. I felt like Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. I want to do a show. What show do you want to do? I want to do Sound of Music, because I had been in Sound of Music at Melon Patch. I had seen Sound of Music since I was a child. I want to do Sound of Music. He thought we were crazy. We did Sound of Music. It was so good that people started following. I mean, I went to Publix one day, and someone followed me into the bathroom and said, aren't you the lady that did Sound of Music at the high school? And I said, yes. And she said, oh, what are you doing next? My child or this or that. And all of a sudden, people's interest just got piqued. And we started doing shows at the winery. And then each time we did a show at the winery, we got invited back to do another show and another show and another show.
And now, 12 years later, Jan Sheldon is still actively producing theater in Claremont. She named her company the Moonlight Players because they all had a day job, and they moonlighted in the theater. She found a space at an old warehouse that her husband and friends helped to renovate. It is called the Moonlight Warehouse Theater, and it is in historic downtown Claremont. I've talked to many theater companies for this season preview series, and I've heard a common theme when it comes to picking a season: comedies, musicals, and familiar works that audiences know and will come to see. But looking at the Moonlight Player season, you'll find quite a variety and a bit of an edge that may be unusual for a community theater.
This season kind of shows you that we are young. We're kind of in our teenage years. You know, we're kind of experimenting with some things, and we can do that because really we don't have anyone telling us we can't do that. So we're kind of, I think we're a little bit kind of the maverick or kind of the rebellious teenager right now for this season. It's kind of scary because, you know, Sound of Music pays the rent. Not sure if Urinetown's going to pay the rent. Not sure if Rosencrantz and Guildenstern will pay the rent. But my feeling is I started this not only to entertain people, but also to let the artists perform in the one show they've always wanted to perform in, let that director direct that one show that they always wanted to direct. So it's not only, it is community theater in the strongest sense because we directors and we actors are part of the community. And so it's part of the art itself and not always paying the bills.
And so the actors and the audiences in Claremont will have a chance to see Urinetown the musical, Moon Over Buffalo, The Secret Garden, and opening this weekend, not one, but two different plays.
We initially agreed to do the funny comedy, which I had never seen. It's called Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. And the idea is that Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are very, very small parts in Hamlet. And Tom Stoddard, he designed a show with the idea of these two small characters in mind, with the characters from Hamlet weaving in and out of this comedy. Well, it just made sense to perform Hamlet so that the people could actually get a kind of a foundation for where these characters came from. So we have a wonderful director's cut of Hamlet. It's not going to be the 4 hours of Hamlet. So if you hate Shakespeare, you're probably going to love this Hamlet. If you're a Shakespeare snob, like I am, you're going to understand why we only had, you know, we only gave it the 2 hours. But I think weaving the two together is going to be a really good combination for us.
The Moonlight Players will present their two plays with the same cast on the same set. Hamlet opens this weekend, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern opens next weekend, and then the two will alternate each night for the following two weekends, closing on October 22nd. Following the double feature will be the musical Annie Get Your Gun in November, Urinetown the Musical in January, Moon Over Buffalo in March, and The Secret Garden in May. They also do Shakespeare in the summer, but this summer may be a turning point for this 12-year-old company. There's a possibility they may lose their lease.
I think we have enough people that really love what we do, and I think we have gotten to be, we've gotten to a position where we really have a place in people's hearts here. And I think if it came down to it, it may be like Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney, that, you know, maybe a barn will be raised for our group out of just the love and passion of the people in Southlake County.
Jan Sheldon has plenty of passion for her theater, and when I asked her to pick a highlight of her 12 years with the Moonlight Players, she named Man of La Mancha.
Every time I've done it, it seems to have changed my life. And it's one of those where at the beginning of each time I've done it, I've said to my cast, this show will touch your life somehow. And I even had a young man who wrote me a letter telling me he was suicidal before he got into my show. He was a teenager. And he said, from the passion of this show and the passion that you had directing this show, it showed me that there's a light at the end of every tunnel. And I still have that letter on my wall. And I think, to me, that's the ultimate, is when you can touch a young person like that.
Jan Sheldon is the founder and president of the Moonlight Players of Claremont. This weekend, they present Shakespeare's Hamlet, and opening next weekend, the comedy based on Hamlet, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead. For information, see the Arts Connection page of WMFE.org. And stay tuned, more news from Lake County is coming up next.
To run where the brave dare not go. To right the unrightable wrong. To love pure and chaste from afar. To try when your arms are too weary to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest.
Mickey Carroll is a Grammy-nominated songwriter who makes his home in Lake County. He has a recording studio at his house in Mount Dora, and hanging on the wall is the gold record that he received last summer for the song Love Is Where You Find It, a song recorded by the Whispers that went to the top of the R&B charts in 1983. Mickey is proud of that gold record, but he's passionate about his current projects, Mother J Productions and House of Love. The purpose of Mother J is to bring the community together through the arts, and House of Love is a show about love and family and about the community. It features a collection of songs written by Mickey Carroll about social issues like the environment, drug prevention, cultural diversity, and more. They're performed by Mickey and jazz singer Jacqueline Jones.
Everybody in the house, get ready to rock. Let your body get shook to the floor. It's got to pop when you kick it to the top. Everybody keep jumping in the house, keep shaking the floor.
Mickey Carroll is in the mix of producing a documentary about House of Love and how it can bring people together. He's calling that film The Power of Song, and he discovered that power when he was living in Miami and working for an organization called PACE, Performing Arts for Community and Education. They asked him to perform at a dance for people with Down syndrome.
And I was a little nervous about that. You know, I didn't know how I was going to do it, but they were so warm and wonderful and so receptive. And they were so much fun, and they needed it so desperately. And then, I wanted to do more, so they started this particular branch of PACE called Hope Life, just for that reason. So I wound up doing Special Olympics and all kinds of things in Miami that I fell in love with. I did shows for veterans, for children's hospitals, all with music. It's like a healing process. So the House of Love essentially started there, inviting all the community into the show to participate. They'd come in wheelchairs. It was quite a diverse audience in every sense of walk of life.
Since Mickey Carroll moved to Mount Dora, he's kept that element of involving people in his show. He invites community leaders to be a part of House of Love, and each time he stages it, there are new guests and new songs. Last year, for example, he invited Mount Dora's mayor, as well as the Red Cross, Habitat for Humanity, and Anthony House.
All these are people and givers in your community that really need to be acknowledged as well. So I just invited them on stage with me, and each song has something to do with what they do. So they get a chance to talk about what they do for the community. Of course, you know, it's a shelter, Anthony House, and everyone knows what Habitat for Humanity is. So they explain how that feels, and they give me a one-on-one experience and the audience, and I have a song that goes with what they're saying. So it was a thrill, and we got $8,000 from that for the all-inclusive park, which is for kids that need a place to go that possibly maybe in wheelchairs or what have you, and special, you know, things so they can play.
Each one of Mickey Carroll's events raises funds for projects like the park, or for arts education, or for special needs. Last year, Mother J Productions raised over $28,000, and 20 of it was given to the Red Cross for victims of Hurricane Katrina. Over the past several years, Mickey has used House of Love to build community among diverse groups in Mount Dora, in Winter Park, and in Tampa, and those efforts have been recognized by the state with 3 Arts and Humanities Awards. Mickey is hoping to finish his documentary soon so he can show other cities how they can bring people together. But in the meantime, a video of House of Love can be seen on local cable. It's already been showing in Miami and even in New York. But this week, House of Love comes home to Lakefront TV.
It's quite exciting to have that station want to premiere the show, because we are from here, and show that they can acknowledge the arts as well as anybody else can, and that their intention is to bring communities together through the arts and education, which is what we're about as well.
Lakefront TV will show House of Love this Friday through Monday night at 8 p.m. And here in Orange County, Vision TV will air it Sunday night at 8, Wednesday at midnight and 8, and Thursday morning at 11 a.m. If you're in Lake or Sumter County, Lakefront TV can be seen on Comcast Channel 22, and Vision TV is on Bright House Channel 98 and Adelphia Channel 97. Your next opportunity to see a live edition of House of Love will be in March.
And of course, every show is a little different, so don't you think it's always the same, you know, and my guests are always different. I hope to have the Steppers this year, which are something else to see. And Jacqueline Jones, Orlando's premier jazz singer, and she takes stage with me, and we have a party.
That show will be March 10th, but this weekend, see Mickey Carroll's House of Love on Vision TV and Lakefront Cable TV. Details and web links can be found at the Arts Connection page of WMFE.org. Stay tuned. The calendar is next, and then U-Turn Dance brings back their innovative program for the blind and deaf community. This is 90.7 NPR News and Classical Music. I'm Becky Morgan.
Here's this week's arts calendar. I'm Sue Beld. In music, the 6th annual New Smyrna Beach Jazz Festival is this weekend at a variety of indoor and outdoor venues. The Celtic group Tamerlan performs at this Sunday's Live at Lou Gardens event, sponsored by Central Florida Folk. The concert starts at 3. And the Jacksonville Symphony plays Arthur Fiedler favorites next Friday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. at the Peabody Auditorium in Daytona. In theater, the Sands Theater Center and DeBerry Hall are offering a Mom and Tot drama class, a 6-week program for ages 2 to 4 that begins Tuesday. This is the final week to see the Bay Street Players perform 2 short plays at a Third Place pub and cafe in Eustis. Detective Sketches can be seen Tuesday night and Graceland on Wednesday, both directed by Darlin Berry. These plays open this week. Lend Me a Tenor at Daytona Beach Community College. Annie Get Your Gun at the Annie Russell Theater at Rollins College. Noises Off at UCF Conservatory Theater. Seussical the Musical at the Sands Theater Center in DeLand. Hamlet at the Moonlight Players in Claremont. Pirates of Penzance at the Starlight Theater. And playing Sunday afternoons and weekdays at the Starlight, The Magical Pinata, presented by Florida Children's Repertory Theater. These plays close this week. Ubu Roy, presented by the Empty Spaces Theater Company at Shakespeare Center. Foreplay, the improvised musical at SAC Comedy Lab. The Light in the Piazza at the Bob Carr Auditorium. And All the Great Books in 90 Minutes, abridged, at Melbourne Civic Theater. In visual arts, the monthly art walk on Flagler is Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in New Smyrna Beach. Women in the Arts presents their 2006 art exhibit and fundraiser event on Saturday from 3 to 6 at the Women's Club of Winter Park. And an opening reception for the Granted exhibition is next Friday, September 29th, at Crealdi School of Art. Finally, these exhibits close soon. Ink and Blood, Dead Sea Scrolls to the English Bible, closes Sunday at the Museum of Arts and Sciences in Daytona. Nature Mosaics and Other New Works by Redenta Soprano closes Thursday at Historic Box Sanctuary in Lake Wales. An exhibit by Beth O'Halvo and David Collins also closes next Thursday at the Seminole Community College Art Gallery. And all these exhibits close next Saturday, September 30th. New works by Georgina Holt at Arts on Douglas in New Smyrna Beach. New paintings by Derek Desolet at Pom Pom's Tea House on Bumby Avenue. Women's Caucus for Art at the Borders in Winter Park. Work by Blendine Carpenter at the Peggy Gunnarsson Gallery in Titusville. An exhibit by Stephen Stonebreaker at the Osceola Center for the Arts. And Icons and Idols, photographs by Jack Mitchell at the Atlantic Center for the Arts in New Smyrna Beach. Many more events can be found online. Log on to WMFE.org. Click on the Arts Connection logo. For the Arts Connection, I'm Sue Beld.